CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. My name is Melody, and today I'm joined by...
Straw. Hello, everybody.
Yes, Straw is my boyfriend, and right now we are in Los Angeles, sunny California. However, it has not been super duper sunny.
No, unfortunately, it seems we have brought the bad weather. Everybody here in LA is complaining about how gross and ugly it is, even though it's been like 20 degrees, which, for one, they don't understand what 20 degrees is, but they think it's terrible weather, and we're out here, we're having a great time, because 20 degrees, it's not bad for us from Canada.
Yeah, definitely. Basically, 20 degrees has been the warmest it's gotten. It's been kind of between like 17 to 20 degrees Celsius, that is. That's what Straw meant by they don't really understand what that means, because obviously everything here is in Fahrenheit. But for us Vancouverites, it's been pretty good, and it's nice to not have like super blazing hot weather when we're doing attractions and things like that. For example, today we were at the Warner Bros. Studio.
That's true. We got to see a lot of sets from shows like Young Sheldon, Big Bang Theory, even Friends. Mel and I got to sit on the famous couch outside of the Friends Fountain, which was really cool.
Yeah, they also had the Central Perk Cafe. It didn't look exactly the same, but they did have a lot of set kind of pieces that were either from the show or looked exactly like they were from the show. And that whole experience was really fun. We also happened to go to UCLA, which is a pretty famous university here in California, in Los Angeles, California. We went there yesterday. What did you think of that experience?
SFU is better, not gonna lie.
Lovely to hear. I mean, UCLA is, of course, a very, very big school, so... coming here as an SFU student, I was like, wow, this is kind of gigantic. It was almost like UBC level large campus. However, I do like SFU's more modern design better. If you look up UCLA, you'll definitely see the pictures. The school does look a little more old school type design, and I do like SFU's more modern look.
The one thing I will say, though, UCLA has Panda Express. Melody and I have kind of made it a mission of ours to go and try all the fast food here in America that we don't have, like Panda Express, In-N-Out Burger, Chick-fil-A. So we've kind of been gaining some weight, but we've also been walking a lot, so it hasn't been too detrimental.
Yes, exactly. Just as he said. They did have a Panda Express and a couple other things at that campus, but I don't think it was anything too special. Personally, I wasn't the biggest fan of Panda Express. I think it was the same, basically, as Manchu Wok that we have in Canada. But anyway, moving on from that, I wanted to transition from our conversation right now into our first song. So this next song is called UCLA by R.L. Grime and 24 Hours.
She just moved to L.A., go to UCLA, and she drive a Maserati. Then she got a body, she be trying to party. She be trying to party. She just moved to L.A., go to UCLA, and she drive a Maserati. Then she got a body, she be trying to party. She be trying to party. Surf for shot. Pop one pill, pop two pills. like to go to class, rather hit a party. Study that Sarly, Papa got money, red Maserati. She just met new friends, they just wanna stay out till the sun come up. They just wanna party, tell them something came up. She just wanna party, she don't wanna change up. She just moved to LA, go to UCLA, and she drive a Maserati.
That last song was called Moving to LA by Art Brut. And if you had not noticed, I will be playing all California-based songs, so songs to do with California, or like that last song, songs to do with Los Angeles. And of course, if you're just tuning in, that is because I am in Los Angeles, California right now with my boyfriend, Straw.
Hello, hello. And obviously, as we're in California, we're going to be playing the California hit. So, Melody, I got to ask you, on this trip, one thing I've noticed is California, or should I say LA, is huge. And there's so many little cities within LA itself. You got Santa Monica, Hollywood, Inglewood, Venice, all these places. We've been to quite a few of them. What would you say is your favorite?
That's a very difficult question. As Strahd mentioned, yeah, Los Angeles is so, so big. It's similar, I guess, for my local Vancouverites listening in right now. When people come to Vancouver and they just say, oh, like, I'm coming to Vancouver, but really they're not in, like, the actual city of Vancouver. They're in Greater Vancouver. It's kind of like that sort of idea where Los Angeles is just, like, the area that we call Los Angeles is very, very big, and it encompasses a whole bunch of other different little cities like we just mentioned, but it's like way bigger than Greater Vancouver. But yeah, to answer your question, I really like Santa Monica. I don't know, it's very nice. Santa Monica is like by the water. It's a bit more of a peaceful, like kind of more residential area of the city, and I don't know, I liked it for that reason. How about you?
Honestly, I think I gotta say Hollywood. Hollywood has a lot of interesting characters, but there's so much history about movies. The other day we went to the TCL Chinese Theater, which had a lot of interesting Chinese artifacts, Chinese art, as well as a lot of cool artifacts from big premieres like the Star Wars premieres, as well as pretty much any premiere that's happened in the past, you know, 80 years has happened at that theater. And so there's a lot of interesting history behind that. And I'm still really upset we weren't able to watch Fast and Furious 10 in that theater because we just weren't able to get tickets.
Yeah, that was like an unfortunate like planning mishap on our part. But I mean, yeah, it is unfortunate. But yeah, that Hollywood is very, very cool. Definitely very rich in its history. And there's so many like different things to see. We haven't even explored the full depths of it yet. But yeah, I do like Hollywood. There's just every city here has its own unique little thing.
Yeah, my favorite thing about Hollywood though is the characters. You know, whether it's Spider-Man or Bumblebee or Harry Potter, there's just a bunch of crazy people on the streets dressed up in all sorts of awesome costumes who are just there to make your day, and it kind of feels magical in a way. You're just surrounded by all these characters you grew up with, and, you know, it's nothing like you get in Vancouver. It's something super special that I think you can only find in LA, you know, the City of Angels.
Yeah, very, very true. Well said. And having that said, let's move on to our next song. Very good transition, actually. This next song is called Sweet Life by Frank Ocean.
The best song wasn't the single, but you weren't either. Living in Ladera Heights, the Black Beverly Hills, domesticated paradise, palm trees and pools. The water's blue, swallow the pill, keeping it surreal. Whatever you like, whatever feels good, whatever takes your mind tonight, keeping it surreal. Not sugar free, my TV ain't HD, that's too real. Grapevine, mango, peaches and lime. Sweet life, sweet life. Sweet life, sweet life. Sweet, 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 sweet life. You've had a landscaper and a housekeeper.
that song wasn't a single, but you couldn't turn your radio down. Satellite need a receiver, can't seem to turn the signal fully off. Transmitting the wave, you're catching that breeze till you're dead in the grave,
but you're keeping it so real.
Whatever you like, whatever feels good, whatever takes your mountain high, and it's real, not sugar free. My TV ain't HD, that's too rare. Grapevines, mango, peaches and lime, a sweet life.
Shine on.
That last song was called California by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. This next song is a personal favorite of mine, Californication by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Space may be the final frontier, but it's made in a Hollywood basement.